No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Pidgeon.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. My name's Willie.
I'm Ginger.
And with us today, we have returning special guest, JD. Welcome.
Hey, hey.
Howdy, howdy. Nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. We always love when you're here.
And welcome back, Bucket.
Oh. Edge.
Of a knife.
Oh, wait, are we now turning into how did this get played?
No, they stopped. No, this, they stopped doing Bucket.
Edge.
So he came over here. I mean, he doesn't do anything.
See, I stopped listening after a while. I've got way too many podcasts I listen
That's
to.
That's fair.
I gotta get back into it.
I have a
it.
Bunch on play later.
We also have Mop from
Heather
and Friends sitting in the same corner. They're good friends.
Yeah. So you're collecting catchphrases like they're Pokemon.
Yes.
But not the bad ones.
All right.
Just the good ones.
Right. That really rare one, kiss your dad square on the lips from my brother and me. That one you're going to need the Master Ball for.
Don't listen to that. So.
Very nice segue.
Usually when it's
very natural segue.
Usually when the catchphrase is an object that we can stick in the corner.
Yeah. So before beverages, Will has a quote, and we didn't say fuck anything at the beginning of this episode, but we would like to thank you, Weekends. I wish you were longer. And fuck capitalism.
Yeah. And Weekends.
Capitalism's the worst.
Weekends ending, whichever day they end on.
Hmm.
Okay, the quote. Monkeys, apes, primates, chimps, orangutans, cool worlds, cool animals, completely fruity. And that's Fruity, Froody, in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy sense of being cool and completely together.
And funny enough, that quote actually comes from the movie Amadeus.
All right, so I have this Red Bull. It is one of the summer
edition. Hold on, what kind?
The Juneberry.
Juneberry, summer edition. So what is a Juneberry? Is it a thing or just a flavor?
I don't fucking know, but that's really good. I would give it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Immediate 5 out of 5.
It's
nice.
Delicious. This one is one of my favorites. I don't know what
Juneberry
is. I'd
give it a 4 out of 5.
Though.
It tastes kind of somewhere between like raspberry and blueberry soda. It's pretty good, but that one's it's tangy, tart.
Is there a Juneberry?
It's not what I'm looking for right now, but I still gave it 4 out of 5, so I guess maybe it is.
All right.
A Juneberry is a sad bush plant.
Oh, poor bush.
Sugar plum. That's what it's also called. Wild plum. Chocolatey pear.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's sugar plum soda.
They could Saskatoon.
Saskatoon is a place, right?
It's also this berry.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't come in here to learn things. What the heck, y'all?
Well, fuck you. You're learning shit.
So they could do the same flavor for Christmas and call it Sugar Plum Red Bull.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh. It's delicious. I'm going to chug it.
Go up for it. I want to get that taste out of my mouth, so I'm going to open a beer. I have an IPA today. A Michigan beer from Saugatuck Brewing Company. The Rainbow Rodeo IPA.
Ooh. I like rainbows.
Nice crack.
Yeah, it was a nice crack.
A lady riding a fish that she's catching on the can.
A rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was like, what does that have to do with Rainbow Road or whatever?
I do know what a rainbow trout looks like.
Ooh.
It's a good IPA. Piney, syrupy. It's very hoppy. How strong is it? It says, please enjoy fresh, please recycle, 7% alcohol. It's pretty tasty.
I like how they incorporated a rainbow trout in that. I do like the label.
The rainbow waters and the rainbow sky are the same colors in a rainbow trout.
Yep. Because they're not a full rainbow. They just have, like, a red or a yellow.
There's no
blue underbelly.
There's no trout flavor in this. Just citrus and hops. I'll give this 4.25 out of 5. I like it.
All right.
Nice.
Nice.
You and I have very similar trains of thought. Oh, dude, I also got a Red
so
Bull.
Good.
But I got the green one. I got the dragon fruit.
That yep. one's even better so than let's go this ahead. One. I would give that one a 10
really?
Out of 5. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Ginger jumped down the
road.
All right,
I immediately love
these
man,
flavors.
I literally just went to a gas station.
Yep.
Like an hour ago, because I was like, oh crap, I need to get something I've never drank before. Ginger and Willie are going to peer pressure me into drinking something and rate it. And I have to be ready. I have to. I mean, love the smell already.
You could probably just drink barbecue sauce again.
Don't tempt me.
Oh, he's got it right there.
I fucking love that.
I do sincerely keep it for emergency purposes. I wasn't joking before when I said that. Also, this is goddamn amazing.
Isn't it?
You're absolutely right.
It's so good. That one is really good.
The way it balanced, like it's, if I sincerely feel it balancing on my palate. Like I feel like different parts of my tongue are lighting up at given points. And it's been like 30 seconds since I've drank. I really, really like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with your assessment. 10 out of 5.
That one's fucking legitness.
So the green one gets 10 out of 5. The blue summer edition one gets 5 out of 5. All right.
And plus green is my favorite color. So maybe I'm biased. I don't know.
You what?
Probably. All right. But let's take a break and come back with Real Life XP.
Okie dokes.
Woo.
Ginger, now it's time for Real Life XP. T M C R L L C
G R P V G.
And a smattering of other letters.
Yup.
Is there any letter you like? JD, what's your favorite letter?
Oh, man. You know, sincerely, my favorite letter was Q before QAnon happened. Because it's
well,
so.
You can always think of Q from Star Trek.
Right. That's one of the reasons why. Like, that one letter represents so much. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like there's an almost a scar or a taint on
X.
The letter itself now. So my favorite letter now is probably J, because, hey, it's in my name.
Yeah.
That's fair. What's yours, Will?
W. It's
no,
always, it's always a safe
way.
Bet to go with the first letter of your name.
Well, I mean, I was going to say G, so we're all fucking cheese.
So my Real Life XP, I'm going to do food again, something I cooked. Last night, I tried a new recipe, and I made potato chip chicken.
You okay?
Yeah.
First of all, just real quick, are you okay? Ginger,
yeah.
You're right.
It's just because I'm chugging okay. This Red Bull.
All right, sorry for interrupting, please.
Yeah,
your
chicken was fucking good.
Potato chip chicken. It was tender-sized breast pieces, and then I used salt and vinegar potato chips. And then mix more spices with it. And then I brushed all the chicken with mayonnaise.
Impressive.
And
ooh,
coated it.
And then put the crumbs of everything?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just baked it for like
so good.
30 minutes. It was awesome. Tender, crunchy.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Gluten-free, easy.
It was so
that
yummy.
That sounds really good.
It was really good.
The salt and vinegar chips were good on it. Now I want to try it with, like, other flavored chips. Get some salt and pepper, like kettle cooked chips, and crush those.
Ooh, the kettle cooked
you know
ones.
Maybe do one with the jalapeno Cheetos for me. Maybe not for Ginger, but.
Nope.
Let me go ahead and ruin this idea. Let me ruin this.
You're going to say.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Well, those are the good ones, but I can't have them anymore. But,
That's fair.
If only I could find the hot mustard Doritos in the yellow bag. That flavor was awesome, but it was only limited time.
Ooh, we could do wrap snacks.
I don't know what that is. Wrap snacks?
The wrap snacks. The ones with wrappers the wrappers on it? Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I sincerely did not hear the letter N in what you just said. And thought you said we can do wrap sex. I'm like...
No.
Okay. Snacks. I'll just smile and nod. Okay. I'm here to support.
I mean,
we're not filming anything, so there's no rapping.
Wow.
Yeah. Potato chip chicken, I think, is 77,000 points worth of new recipe experimentation.
And it was really good. It's nice when you try something new and it's good right away instead of, like, just mediocre or bad.
And then I put Sweet Baby Ray's dipping sauce on mine that's kind of pickly and kind of mustardy. Yum.
Oh, this sounds so good.
Ginger, what's your real-life XP?
I have finally made curtains for our kitchen.
Nice!
I had some orange linen from, like, the thrift store, and I was like, I could make some curtains out of these. They might be a little wonky if you look really close, but don't mind the wonkiness. They're doing their job. We can have our bright ass kitchen light on without everyone seeing us in the kitchen. So
nice.
Yeah.
I can cook bacon naked again.
Why would you do that?
Oh, yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Ouch. At least Winnie the Pooh it.
Yeah.
Wear a larger shirt so it covers a little bit of the grease splatter.
Yes. No. Get yourself stuck in a hole surrounded by bacon. That's it.
That's funny. So, making some curtains and finishing them today and hanging them up. I'm going to say 440,444 points. Because I made 4. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1,
that's 3, quick maths. Okay, a bunch of 4s? Is this a conspiracy about something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to go with all 4s.
Sounds good.
JD, what's your real life XP?
I got engaged.
Hell yeah, you did.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you. I think, I can't remember, the last time I was on, I don't know if it was us talking between segments or whatnot, but that I was planning on proposing.
I think
and,
so.
And, yeah, I couldn't remember definitively. But yeah, I am now an engaged man. Everything went smoothly. You know, we had already talked everything out.
I love that.
You know, my partner, Bryn, knew I was going to go ahead and do this and, you know, that no surprises, anything along those lines. Here's the thing. Yeah. I mean, this is an audio format, so I can't show this. Bryn is a crafty person. And made me a bracelet. Ooh. With blue, because my favorite color is blue. Theirs is green.
I love
that. So the threads are blue and green intertwined with a whole bunch of random. There's blue pebbles and things like that, and green ones. And there's red to represent like passion.
Aww.
There's like white ones to represent the good times ahead of us. There's black ones in here to represent. We're probably going to go through some bad times, but we're going to do it together. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
It's so pretty.
Congratulations again.
Yay. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I should stop saying that over and over again.
It's great. I love that y'all are engaged. It's so cute.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to give you some advice. Do whatever the fuck y'all want for your wedding. And if anyone has 2 cents, they need to fork over fucking money. Period. Yep. Otherwise, they can shut the fuck up. Also, when, like, you're going to get married or doing whatever, tell everyone because people love that shit and they will fucking upgrade y'all or give shit for free.
Ooh.
Like.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Just FYI.
So. Oh.
So, yeah.
I like the way you think on that.
That's my advice to people who are newly engaged. Because people will want to put their two fucking cents in and not fork over fucking money to appease them. And it's not about them. It's about you two.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's smart. That's smart. Yeah, we haven't really put anything in stone or anything like that for like a date. You know, we are literally in pre-talks just to go ahead and make sure. Yeah.
We went to Vegas and that was fun.
So that sounds like nice. You should get at least 1,000,000 points.
At least.
I have sincerely been trying to think of a number to say, and I can't think of a number big enough, y'all.
Oh, it's infinity.
Like, I was like, Google, no, that needs to be a Googleplex, no. But then it feels like infinity, like, might be too much?
About 8, 6, 7, it's 5, 3, 0, 9.
That's far too little.
Oh, okay.
Billion.
Let's do that with a, there you go. And then throw a few 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9, just in case.
Billion.
Yeah.
There. That sounds, oh, look, okay.
You are the highest scoring person in the record of GRPVG, and I love it.
That's also because I've been on here for so many times, because I have a natural talent of trying to find a way to make the both of y'all laugh, and that's the reason why you bring me on. So, I mean, this is just...
And we love you.
Hi Come there. So, I love y'all too. I sincerely do. But like, you gave a tip for those who are newly engaged. I'm going to give a tip for those newly getting into JRP. Oh my God, why can't I say the letters? Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
JRPVG.
Come on. Keep coming on. Be annoying. That's how you, I mean, treat this like Pac-Man, you know, or a Burger Time or any kind of scoring event, you know, push it. Be a jerk. That's what it needs. But yeah, 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9, followed by a shit ton of zeros. Mm-hmm. A shit ton of them, because I'm super happy.
I'm super happy. But anyway, for both of you.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll be right back with video games. Select
your player. Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play Drop Mix.
Drop Mix? Can you play that?
Kind of.
I know it was a thing that exists, but...
All right,
no.
So...
Okay, we have it. I played it with her.
So, Drop Mix is kind of a mix of a mobile game and a board game.
Card game.
Well, it has a board and cards. So, I would call it more of a board game.
Okay.
Because lots of board games have cards.
Yeah.
So, the problem is, if you didn't have the app on your phone before they stopped supporting it,
so describe,
you're kind of fucked.
Describe the board a little bit.
So, the board is kind of, maybe a foot long, maybe a little longer, and
it's a black electronic box.
Yeah. It kind of is...
With lights and
Simon
Says-y. It's got lights and places to put the cards on top.
Mm-hmm. And then the cards are music.
And then a place to set your phone on one end of it.
And yep, I just looked it up. That is awesome.
So it's a lot of fun if you can play it. You can play 3 different game modes: Freestyle, Clash, and Party. So Freestyle is just...
You just
like,
put
you
the
can
cards
put whatever
down.
Cards down, and depending on what card you do, if it's red, blue, yellow, green, and red.
Sure.
Those are the colors on it. It kind of picks up different parts of the songs. So it'll play the drums, or the horn, or the singing. And it's really cool.
Yeah,
you can either make... amazing music or straight up ear blood. You will get mad at some of them. You will love some of them. But it's a really cool game that they said they were going to support it forever. And then they ended it in 2022.
So the app
is I'm reading up on it now.
So.
Yeah, they wanted to keep supporting it. It was Epic that did it.
Yep.
Because yay capitalism.
Yep. So the Clash is where you can get up to 21 points. And I believe the Party is where you can hit the drop mix button.
Well, to play, you get 15 card deck out of all these cards.
Yep.
And then you draw a hand of, I don't know, 5, I think.
Something like that. And they have, like,
and
3 bars on the upper right-hand side.
Colors and bars, and it's kind of like Uno. You can play a green one in a green space, a yellow one in a yellow space. If a 1 is there, you can play a 1 or higher. But if a 2 is there, you can't play a 1, and you can't go down. And then if you can't play a card in your hand, you can slap the drop mix button, and it, like, spins a little wheel, and it'll tell you to, like, draw cards or clear parts of the board or do different stuff to make it so that you can play cards. So it's an interactive video game, like card game, with the music constantly changing as you play.
Yeah, it's really
That's
neat.
So cool.
Somehow,
it's really sad that they don't support this because it's fucking fantastic. Yeah.
Somehow it works on my new phone that I got earlier this year because I just uploaded the same apps that I had from before. And so I have it on my phone and it works and we can still play it for now. But if my phone were to break, there'd be no way to get the app on a different device. Well,
not legally. We don't condone piracy, right? Wink!
I like pirates. Give me your booty.
I mean, I'm not looking at anything like that in particular right now.
And then there's also a puzzle game mode that you can play, like a solo solitaire.
Yep. It's a really
cool
concept. I don't think I've ever seen anything else like it. And it's really sad, like I said, they're not supporting it anymore. There's no jugs or bathrooms, but there's a yellow card, so piss. That's what I'm going to equate it to.
Is that the vocals? The yellow? Or is that drums?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, there's no way to know.
No, even though it's right over there. The board is.
And it allows you to save mixes of stuff you made. Hey, here's some that we've saved.
Oh, wow, that is a hefty one. Okay, nice.
Is the she cat who? Yeah. Am I wrong to say that she can't dance? That she cat who? I'm only coming out to play.
Yeah, you can save mixes and play them later.
This picture's my recital. I think it's very vital. To rock around, that's right on top. It's tricky, it's the play, telling you. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right on time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky to rock around.
There were expansions for the cards. It was like rock and roll, hip-hop, R&B.
Yeah, it's fun to mash up Super Freak, Salt and Pepper, and like Cake. So, like, that's kind of, you know, what you'll get. You can just kind of have a card that you can put anywhere that's any of the colors, but depending on what color it is, it will pick up whatever instrument.
If you try and do Carly Rae Jepsen with System of a Down, maybe that's not such a good combo. And then there's colorless.
There's ways to make it work.
Yep. There's colorless gray cards that you can play anywhere, and those are just kind of mellow original beats. And then some of the cards are wild, and when you play those, they take over the whole beat and tempo of the track.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a fun game. If you ever visit up here, JD, we'll make sure to put some fresh batteries in it and play. It's a super fun game. Drop Mix. Good luck playing it. Find one of your friends who may have it and still have a working app.
Find a way to sideload it to an old Android you have. Should be a piece of cake. I think.
Maybe. Man, you know, I will go ahead and change something from what I said earlier. My favorite letter, I've got three of them. So, for no reason whatsoever, Drop Mix was the name of it, right?
Yeah.
So, I would say that my favorite things right now are Drop Mix, APK. Wink.
Sarcasm self-test complete.
Select your player. Oh, you're all done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, was there no... Oh, I mean, it makes sense that there's no piss in it.
No, but there's a yellow card.
Yeah, that counts.
I mean, if you leave the batteries in there long enough, they leak. Is that battery piss?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean...
Willy.
On death, you tend to piss and shit. So on a battery death... It pisses and shit. I mean, so sure, yes, Willy.
I've had it happen to my Game Boy multiple times. If you leave cheap batteries in there for too long, battery acid leaks out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Terrorists win. Select your player. JD, what game you play?
So I have been playing a game called EX Zodiac.
Okay.
So y'all know my love of retro stuff. This is Star Fox from the Super Nintendo era.
Oh, shit.
Star Fox.
Yeah, it's that. Oh, yeah, so it's that style, like the FX chips look from the SNES era, but like redone for modern. So I mean, I need to put more time into it. But because it's been between like that and a couple other ones, but this is the one I really wanted to introduce because I love the original Star Fox. It was so good. And this, the controls, the way that you can lock onto things, like your spin would let you deflect certain things like plasma-based weapons.
When you do a barrel roll.
The way that you get, you can do a barrel roll. You can, like the along the bottom, you know, like a picture pop up of someone talking to you, and they that's how they talk, and it's like it is absolutely a love letter to the Super Nintendo version of it, and like it's an early access game. I think there was a Kickstarter that did fantastically.
So this is brand new.
The music is so good. Correct. Yeah.
Oh snap!
It is so good, though. I mean, the controls feel really, really tight. It took me a while to get used to it because I'm so used to playing on a Super Nintendo controller.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know, here I've got an Xbox controller instead. So like, you know, you're used to like, I was expecting the triggers to be like the barrel roll buttons.
Yeah.
But it's actually the bumpers instead. And some of the button placement, I'm still working on reprogramming myself to be used to it. But man, this is up there for favorite games. Yeah. I haven't found any kind of piss.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in a spaceship, right?
Yes, I'm probably pissing myself during it.
Or in some kind of something. Right into space.
Yeah, how big is the ship? Is it? Are you in like just a cockpit?
It's. I mean, it's almost exactly the same design as an R-Wing.
There's
from
like a hole right there, and you just go. Yeah.
So
it's just like the train. Yeah. It just opens up and dumps it on the tracks. But you're in space.
They said, you know, this is not a joke with this part. In the I don't know if it was the comic books or the instruction manuals that they actually talked about the original four people from Star Fox team, that they have their feet amputated because that helps with the blood flow when they're going so fast.
Yeah, I think I remember.
That's not a joke. If you look at all the Falco, Slippy, Peppy, Fox, they all don't have feet. It's metal. Because they're worried about the blood pooling down there. And there's a weird explanation
to
it. So what I'm trying to say is that maybe knees? They did the same with... Yeah. So maybe what I'm trying to say is maybe they do the same thing with their genitals. You know, remove that, making it easier access to things. That's all I'm trying to pinch.
And then you can
that part's a joke.
You can just swap them out.
It's just a cloaca.
You can swap them out for robotic accessories for whatever you're in the mood for.
But anyway, yeah, that's. That's what my recommend.
Their legs,
man, words are really hard.
Their legs, I mean.
No,
not their genitals.
I was purposely being quiet and awkward.
Same. I was just ignoring it. I was just ignoring it.
Are you done?
So is it? Is it like on rail or like the first?
Yeah,
Star
Fox? It's. Okay.
In rails?
It is. So I haven't explored all the levels yet. There might be ones that are more designed like Star Fox 64 where you have the area that you explore. So I'm not 100% certain.
Okay.
I know Star Fox
but
2
the
is
on rails
section. Full open
right,
too,
yeah.
So it might be kind of like that.
Maybe, yeah.
On a stage.
But yeah, that's... That's me. I'm ending it right there. I'm sorry, I have nothing else.
No, it's okay. No worries.
All right, yeah. Really, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a game, an Atari Jaguar game called Destroyer Pinball. Wait, hold on. That's what it's called, right? Let me double check.
I'm not even prepared.
I was wrong.
You're wrong.
I've been playing a game called Ruiner Pinball. This was an Atari Jaguar
Ruiner,
game.
Okay.
Ruiner Pinball. Mm-hmm. So, going through the Atari 50 collection and like looking at the Jaguar games, trying them all out. And this is one of the better Jaguar games. Like nowadays, people who rate Jaguar games say, oh yeah, this is one of the better ones. But it's not a very good pinball game.
Yeah, I was going to say that can't play that well, can it?
No, it doesn't. It's two tables. It was the first game to ever use the Jaguar Plus controller, the one with extra shoulder buttons. But all the shoulder buttons did was nudge the table. Left and right, instead of using face buttons to nudge the table. Not even for the flippers.
That would be annoying.
And
nudging the table.
The Ruiner table is like a war-themed pinball machine. And Tower is like a demon enchantress-themed pinball game. Ruiner has two tables side by side, and each have two set of flippers. It's kind of cool that the flippers aren't just flippers. Like, the flippers are missiles or, like, missile launching trucks in the war one. And then in the demon one, like, the flippers are, like, skeletal monsters or, like, green dragons instead of just flippers. Mm-hmm. But the movement is really...
I like that kind of style choice.
Yeah. That was a cool art choice. So, besides those cool art choices, the pinball game isn't very good. There's no physics. It moves too fast sometimes. The movements, there's stiff animations. The movements are kind of janky. It's hard to actually control where you want it to go, and the bounces are unpredictable. The ramp designs and placements and target placements aren't very good. And some of the animated elements that move around, like, serve no purpose in, like, advancing on the table. You can just go back and forth from, like, the left side to the right side in the war one, not making any progress. When you're supposed to somehow go from DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 1, and nuke the other country that you're fighting with, the unnamed bad guys. And then in the tower, apparently you're supposed to get the enchantress to, or demon lady, whatever she is, to cast a spell 3 times to destroy her own tower, and then you have to escape. But yeah, good luck figuring out any of the what anything does in this pinball machine. I mean, I know how to read pinballs and like missions and what stuff does. This doesn't give you any info. I suppose I could go read the instruction book and play it more, but I mean, come on.
Why?
For a terrible Jaguar game, I'm not going to put that much effort into
it. So, instead of there being piss jugs, this game should just be a piss jug itself?
Yes. Just recycle the plastic into
a milk I do jug. Love the Atari piss Jaguar.
Yes. You're welcome, Atari, for that.
Yeah. Can't die. I got court tomorrow.
But is that all you got about that shitty pinball game?
Yeah, it's pinball. You can adjust. It starts with 5 balls too.
And I guess he has more.
No, I have more. Yeah. 5 balls, even though they go fast and it's a bad game, it seems like it's too many. You can go and change it to 3 balls. You can also change it to 7. There's a little picture-in-picture thing, which shows, like, close-ups of part of the board for some reason.
Well, as you're playing, so it fucks you up?
It doesn't fuck you up. It doesn't fuck you up because it's outside of the board, but it doesn't really help. I mean, and like, why are they showing me this ramp, and where is this ramp? Is the whole rest of the screen is moving around. And you can also...
This is one of the ramps from Medieval Madness. Why is this even showing up in the game?
Which is the best pinball game ever.
It is.
And you can put texture on the balls, but that's basically just like, the one texture that I had unlocked from the start was just like putting a skull face on the ball. Which, I mean, it's kind of cool that rather than just having a plain chrome ball, to have a skull face on it.
Does the face come out of the ball so the ball, like, kind of...
No, it's just, out? Like, printed black skull face on the ball.
Okay.
So it doesn't do anything with the weighting of it or anything? It's not like, funny. What... It's not like the bowler from Mystery Men.
No. And you can play in the op. You got to go to the option screen to change the number of players, and you can play up to 4 player.
Why would you want to subject anyone to this shitty pinball game?
End some friendships.
Yeah. If you want to play Jaguar games, though, it's still one of the best Jaguar games.
Oh, I'm good.
Yep. I probably won't be covering very many more Atari Jaguar games on this show in the future. Maybe one.
The other best one, I say in loose quotes.
Yeah. JD probably knows which one.
Not Cheetah.
I'm
going to
guess Tempest.
Yep.
It was Tempest?
Yep.
I had a feeling. Jeff Mincer was a genius. Uh-huh. Yeah, not Cheetahmen. No. Although I haven't played it, but I've heard that Alien vs. Predator on Jaguar is not bad.
Yeah,
not bad, same but not good.
Listen. You've really got to lower your standards.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I heard the same thing about this one, and I heard the same thing about Trevor McFur. And here's a quick diss for Atari Jaguar. Trevor McFur would be decent if it was a Flash game that you could play for free online in a browser. But for a full-place Jaguar game, it's just like... It was 16-bit Donkey Kong Country, like, computer graphic representations of things in space. And it's just a terrible side-scrolling space shooter. So, yeah.
I'm looking at footage now. Yeah, this is atrocious.
It's atrocious. And that's one of the best on the Jaguar also.
The cover art on this is it's a choice. It's a choice. Yeah. We're talking about certain things, other games making good artistic choices. This one
is not.
You know, I'm sincerely not trying to make fun of the furry community. I'm not a part of it. I respect it. It's not my thing. But I will say that the artwork looks like bad furry art.
You can put that on the racist furries.
There you go. That I'm okay with. That I'm all right with. You know, the lower quality furry.
Exactly.
This sincerely looks like, I mean, the look on his face is like, I'm disappointed I'm a furry. Oh.
He's disappointed he's in that game, that's for sure.
Now it's time for recommendations.
Doodly-doo.
Will, you got a recommendation?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
I forgot. No. Ginger, what's your recommendation?
My recommendation is the new season of Great British Baking Show. It started. Just two episodes out. New one every Friday.
Is it great?
It's fucking fantastic.
Well, why isn't it called the fucking Fantastic British Baking Show then?
Because I don't run it.
Well, let's change that. You might get a raise.
I mean, that would be pretty bomb to get a raise. And maybe we can move out of America. Great British Baking Show.
They get health care.
Help me out. Help my husband and I out. He can build the sets. I can be charismatic.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
He can do physical stuff. I'm moral support.
I mean, well, if they need help, I can help.
If you can make good coffee. Stuff.
I really can.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to recommend Old Gods of Appalachia. They're back with a new season. Again. They're back with a new season.
Did I do this already? All right. Cut this out. A couple times.
I forgot again. JD, what's your recommendation?
So it's an older podcast. It stopped right around the time of the pandemic. But like y'all know, I have a deep love and interest of comedy of all sorts. Mm-hmm. And in particular, improv. Because I love flying by the seat of my pants, trying to find a way to make people laugh. And there is a podcast called Improv Beat by Beat by Curtis Rutherford. And I have never heard a podcast break down individual thoughts of improv in ways that are easy to consume and be like, okay, why do we do this? What are your thoughts on why on doing this? You know, like if you're going to start a scene, you know, there's so many different ways you can start a scene. What are your favorite ways and why? How do you teach people to do that kind of thing? And it for someone like me that loves studying that kind of stuff, I absolutely love it. I just discovered it a couple of weeks ago, and I've been tearing through it. So if you're like me and you like comedy stuff and you like learning improv beat by beat.
Nice. Well, that could be a recommendation. I was just giving you shit. Like, you can use that one. It's okay.
All right, my recommendation is going to be Red Valley. They started a new season.
Yes, two recommendations. This episode.
All
right.
That's all gone. You edited that out, Ginger.
No.
All right, let me start over, because, yep. I probably will.
Take two? All right, shit. All right. So my recommendation... No.
Well, thanks for coming by, JD.
Wait, no, Red Valley. So this is season two. It's about a project where this guy gets cryogenically frozen.
The fuck?
Yeah, fuck you, JD.
What?
You can't leave yet. You're stuck here till I'm done talking about Red Valley.
Listen, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Okay, you know, it's a funny, irreverent kind of adventure involving a guy who survives cryogenic experiments and British assholes and killers and shit.
Do they say cunt?
Yep.
Nice.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah, they do.
Maybe, yeah, of course they say cunt. If they're British, they are say British. Cunt.
Criminals. It's pretty great. And
it's another reason why we should be adopted by British people. I mean, I can't exactly... Because I love the word
cunt.
I can't
exactly imagine... Yeah, but I can't imagine Doctor Who dropping that, you know?
Why not?
It feels out of... I mean, it's been so family-friendly for the past 60 years.
Uh-huh. Okay, I need to write.
He doesn't swear at all, though, does he?
I need to write a season of that as well. I will be the doctor, and I will say cunt.
Next regeneration. There you
go. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need another female. Presenting.
I'm down with that.
Person.
Hell yeah.
Hey, how about your first baby? There we go.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, JD. Sorry I yelled at you.
It's okay. It's all is forgiven. We'll go through therapy together here afterwards, okay?
Yeah. Y'all should. Thanks for joining us. As usual, thanks for joining us. Yep. And thanks to our patrons.
Anytime.
JD is one of our patrons.
Yeah.
So is Chris Copleen. So is Mike Gagne. So is Maiden of the Veil. So is Dan the Movie Seller. And so is Daddy Keith.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
We appreciate your support. It helps Ginger shine this light in my eyes. Freaking, I hate that thing.
I've been trying not to... I thought you meant the background. You are very badly lit right now, really. Just letting you know.
That's why I had the little ring light on. Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music, and Inadequacy for your outro music.
And to get a hold of us, we got an email. It is grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com. Tell us how we're doing. Support us. Tell us what game you want us to play. Tell us what system you want us to play. Should I play more Wii games, or should I play more Jaguar games?
If you say a PS5, you need to send us a PS5.
Or join our Patreon at patreon.com/grandrapidiansplayvideogames.
So we can buy a PS5.
With our Patreon money. If enough of you join, it's doable.
And then I'd have to memorize all your names.
We know Ginger wants to play the Final Fantasy remix. But anyways, you get episodes early, and I send you stickers every month. When you join our Patreon. Any, we got social medias that...
Yeah, we're on Twitter. Because I won't call it that name, Blue Sky, Facebook.
Yep. I need to post more still on both of those so that people are reminded that we're a podcast. Because, hey, we're a podcast.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I mean, Blue Sky's getting my vote so far because I love how queer-friendly it is.
Uh-huh. And a friend of ours from the Oz9 podcast was having a conversation with Neil Gaiman about teaching a Neil Gaiman book to her class. So that's pretty cool.
Nice!
Blue Sky. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, death to fascism, y'all.
Indubitably.
Goodbye.